Time now for StoryCorps. For the past 16 years, Jorge Munoz and his family have been cooking hot meals for day laborers waiting for work on the sidewalks of Queens, New York. Recently, Jorge spoke with his sister Luz about how it all began.
I remember one day when we were having lunch, somebody knocked on the door. Mommy get up and see who it was. She came back and they said, "That's a guy asking for something to eat." And you, Georgie, you just get up and give him your meal. You were 7.
We learned that from her. She says, "We have a home, food to eat, but some of them, they don't have nothing. So just share."
We don't have a lot of money. We sleep, all of us, in one room. Mommy, you and me. And it was hard, like having sometimes one meal, 2 meals a day. Then when we start working, we got a little bit lift.
I was working as a school bus driver. And one day I noticed 7 guys waiting for someone to pick them up and go do any kind of job. It was raining and they have no job that day to buy food. So I tell them I have some food at home. And that's when the idea starts to cook for them. What was your first reaction?
Oh, you are crazy. No, I'm kidding. I was happy because we can help you. Mom was doing the rice. I was chopping the onions and you were doing tomatoes. I mean, the kitchen was small for us, but we were together.
We went 16 years straight until the first week of May. A pandemic stopped us.
What gives you hope or strength now?
I don't know how to answer that. I mean, I feel good. You do not need to be rich to feel what I feel. Just willing to do it. At the end of the day, when you handle a meal and you see that smile in their faces, that smile pays for everything.
That was Jorge and Luz Munoz. They spoke using StoryCorps Connect. Jorge is counting the days until he can go back to feeding day laborers in Queens.